Hey guys, it's your girl Shanae.
And Jasmine.
Back with another episode of
MVP TV.
And before we get started, again, you guys, if you like what you see and you want to continue watching us, just remember to hit the subscribe button. And don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can see all of our latest videos. Today's topic is 10 things I wish I knew in my 20s. Starting number 10, credit is essential. Start building as soon as you can. You can open with a small line of credit. You know, everybody will approve anybody pretty much with no credit. Even for like a $200 credit card, yep. Put your gas on it a month and you know, in 6 months, your credit score can climb like 200 points. Yeah. Like it's insane how much your credit score, just to have an open line of credit, and you can start establishing it. Cause the longer you've had an open line of credit and you keep that same line of credit open, the higher your score is. So never ever close out a credit card. Yeah. Even if you never use it again, it's still a line of credit that you have.
I wish I would have known that in my early 20s, for sure.
I was so afraid to get a credit card.
I got my first credit card when I was 18 and I lost my mind.
Did you?
Yes. I'm like, free money!
I didn't get a credit card until I was like 24 or 20. I think it was when I was 24 because I think it was like the year that I graduated. Just because I had like, everybody was like, don't get sucked into getting a credit card. Like that's how everybody was always like, that I've known. They're like, if you can pay in cash, pay cash. Yeah. You don't want a car payment. You don't want to have to pay for this. You don't pay everything in cash, get it done. You don't want to, and that's just
maybe so, but it doesn't help your credit.
Nope. If you ever truly want to own anything of value, you're gonna need a line of credit.
Yeah.
You gonna save up 300,000 cash and not be afraid to get murdered or something if somebody come rob you? Yeah. Like, so yeah, definitely start building your credit as soon as you can. If you're a student, there are a lot of things that will be start being thrown to you when you start applying for student loans, but that's not really gonna affect your credit until after you graduate and you start making payments on them. So you can open a student credit card usually with a lower interest rate than a typical first-time credit card application. So instead of having like a 29% APR, it might be special financing for a student where it's just 18. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference. But go ahead and do it. Just make sure you don't lose your damn mind. Use it to pay for gas, use it to pay for groceries, or in an emergency. An emergency is not, oh, they having a party tonight and I ain't got shit to wear. I'm about to go get my hair done. I'm gonna get a cute little dress. That's not an emergency. Cause then you're gonna be mad at yourself later when you have to pay the shit
back. I mean, everyone's emergency is different. Let's not judge anybody.
That's not an emergency. Get your life, okay? What's number nine?
Number nine, I would say it's to definitely travel.
Yeah.
I wish I traveled earlier in my 20s.
Definitely.
Because I feel like I would have a passport. I would have several stamps.
Yeah.
And I don't have that.
And you don't have the weight of as many responsibilities the younger you are. And you can kind of freely get up and go, you know?
I mean, at 20, I don't think many people are thinking about, oh, I need to have a full-time job. I need to pay this.
I mean, we did.
Yeah.
That was what it was for both of us.
But those fortunate people are not. But either way, I still feel like I wish I traveled way more.
Definitely. Even if it wasn't out the country, although I do wish I traveled out the country, but even if it wasn't out the country, just to be like, take my girls to Vegas or, you know, a trip to Cali or Miami or whatever. I've never been to Vegas either.
Yeah.
But definitely wish I would have done some of that stuff.
Definitely. Go to Miami.
Number eight. In my 20s, eat out less, because for a long time every meal was takeout, fast food, going out to eat. And it's not that like I gained an insane amount of weight, but I did get heavier than what I am now, and I had to lose that weight, which that's not even the biggest thing of it. But like when I look back, all the years where I was buying 3 or 4 Starbucks a day, and 2 out of 3 of my meals was takeout, and I'm like, damn, if I would have saved that money, I would have been way up right now. Like I would have had so much in savings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you're spending it little by little, it doesn't seem like that much, but it is so much money.
I've done that before, like at the end of the month, like calculate how much you spend on fast food or like Starbucks or whatever, and you're like $300.
Yeah. That's a car payment
for real. It's like I could have did so much of that $300, and you have nothing to show for it.
Nothing, except for your cellulite and stretch marks.
Yeah, that's it. And a little fupa.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little fupa.
No.
You know they say it's just a cushion.
That's all.
A little more for the pushing. but seriously, and like not only that, when you stop eating as much fast food, you do feel different. Even if you don't start exercising, I can feel the difference. You know what I mean? So it's definitely worth it. To meal prep, eat at home, make healthier choices, save that money, grocery shop, and do what you gotta do.
Number seven, I would say, is don't settle in relationships in your early 20s.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, some people are lucky and they work out, but then the reality of it is sometimes they don't. Because who you are at 20 is not who you're gonna be at 27, 28, 29, 30, whenever you're ready to settle down.
Even if you're ready to settle down at 22 and you think you know what you want at 22 is, like you said, not gonna be what you want at 29.
Right.
It's like, damn, back then I just wanted a guy who was willing to go to the club three weekends a month. You know what I'm saying?
And work part time.
Who loved to dance, because I love to dance. Yeah. And if I could find a man that loves to dance, oh my God, we're going to dance all night long. And then you turn 29 and you like, motherfucker, if you don't come in this house, you know, we got bills to pay. Yeah. You over here dancing in the damn living room vacuum. Like, you know, you feel very differently about things. You change.
That's true.
So you're absolutely right. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Number six, don't force, not only like don't settle or don't, don't force a relationship. Mm-hmm. Not a friend. Friendship, not a romantic relationship, not a family relationship.
Yeah.
Like, family will come back around.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna come back around. Don't force it, because you're gonna cause yourself a lot of emotional turmoil, a lot of stress. It's gonna turn into a real toxic situation, and real fast when it comes to family with friends. When you start becoming an adult, you get out of high school, you start learning who you are, trying to figure out who you are, because we all do, even though we'd be like, I know who I am. No, you don't. You start figuring out who you are, you realize, okay, we probably not gonna be friends no more, and it's okay. Like, you don't have to force that friendship because y'all been friends since you were 12,
right.
You know, however old you are when you became friends. You don't have to continue being friends. It's not that you hate them. If you see them, you know, you say whatever, give them a hug, a kiss, I love you from a distance, but you going left, I'm going right.
Right, and that's okay.
And it is. You have to know that that's okay. Romantic relationships, you can't force nobody to love you. You can't be good enough to make somebody love you. Either they do or they don't. Either they're on your page or they're not. Yeah. No matter what you do for that person, if they know you're not the one and you're not who they want to make it work with, they ain't going to make it work with
that's
you.
True.
I don't care if you cook for that man every night, if you pay all the bills.
That's true.
If you taking him out, if you buying him stuff. You can do everything in the world, but if they know they don't want you, there's nothing you're going to do for them to make them want you.
Yeah.
So don't force that. Don't try to force that, because it's not happening. You're wasting your time and your efforts.
That's so true.
Spend that same energy on yourself.
Yeah.
Not even someone else who appreciates it. Put it to yourself and see what comes back to you. So definitely, just don't try to force relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to force jobs.
Number five, it's the 20s, but also late teens, I guess, like after you graduate high school. I would say college is not for everyone, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like pressured to go to college if that's something that you really don't want to do, because
or not ready for, you just want to hold off a little bit,
and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, don't get yourself into debt doing something that you don't want to do,
or that you have no idea what the fuck you're
doing.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm just gonna go school, because my parents are
like, I'll declare a major by the time I'm a junior, and then you become a junior, and you're like, I don't know, I'll just do business, everything's business.
Yeah.
And then you come out with $60,000 in debt, no clue of what you want to do. I will say college is beneficial in that it can help you discover what you actually do like, because the education you receive during college is much different than your public school education, that where you have to meet state requirements.
Right.
And they're pretty much teaching to the test. Your whole life, when you get to college, you see all this stuff from different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, history in a different way. You see business in a different way. You see economics, you see biology, you see all this stuff in a different light that you never saw it in, because that's not the way you were taught. So I will say, like, a junior college, you might get some debt. You're not going to get more than like $5,000 in debt in a year. So go ahead and do a year at junior college. And that's if you're taking full-time credits. I'm talking like 20-something credit hours. You know, take a few classes there, and at least you can get your feet wet and kind of see what path you feel like you might be geared to if you really have no idea. The 20s are your, that's exactly
what it's, you your discovery time,
right?
Your early 20s.
I
mean, you can be discovering yourself at 29, I suppose, but definitely your early 20s. I mean, you can also get a trade if you want to. You don't have to just go straight into college.
And that's what I was going to say, to piggyback on this one. That's what I was going to say before. That's the time to learn what career you want to go into. Like when I was saying, like, don't force things, don't force a job. Like, you know, don't feel like, okay, well, I can grow in this job if I stay here for 5 years. And then you're miserable. If you realize a year in, this is not for you, 5 years in, it's not going to be for you.
That's true.
10 years in, it won't be for you. Like, if you're really that unhappy, you have to, now, listen, now, if you got a six-figure job and you, like, I mean, that could put a smile on anybody's face, right? If you're making like $350,000 a year, you're probably gonna put up with the nonsense.
Hey, Jimmy. Good morning, Sue. There's bagels in the back.
But you know, if it's just like a starter job, which most times it will be, get your experience, get your contacts, who people can call when you apply for that next job. And it's always easier to find a job when you already have one. That's something you definitely need to know.
That's so true.
Because when you're, especially in your early 20s, I feel like we're all way more impulsive than we need to be. Like, fuck this job, I could get another job tomorrow. And it's like,
that's true.
You could, but do you really want to be, you know, doing the drive-thru again that you did when you were 15?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Mm-mm.
You probably don't want to do that again. Number four, I would say take the 20s to discover who you are in so many aspects, and don't be afraid to do it. And if you feel caged in because of what you're surrounded by, move. Mm-hmm. So if that means discovering your sexuality, if that means discovering who you are artistically, if your parents always thought you were going to be a doctor and you're like, I don't want to be a doctor, I want to be an interpretive dance instructor, go do that. Do what's going to make you happy, Tree. Go do what's going to make you happy. Because you're never going to forgive yourself if you don't. Yeah. And you're always going to be like, you know, what you don't want to do is not be true to yourself. And then
you're going to resent everyone else, like your family.
You're not going to be a happy person. And then not only that, you tend to drag other people into these poor choices you're making. If you're going to do a roommate thing, I don't like roommates.
Me either.
I like my space to be my space. But I do feel like roommates are a benefit in your earlier 20s. Mm-hmm. If you had to be a roommate, that's
the age. I mean, financially in your earlier 20s is probably super beneficial.
That will allow you to do a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah. I never had a roommate before, but I also don't think I'm roommate material. And that's okay, too.
I don't think you're roommate material.
You don't? Why?
If you come home and somebody got a Chick-fil-A cup with no coaster on your table, you're going to be ready to put them out. You're going to be like, you know what? You got 30 days because I can't handle this. You're fucking up my furniture.
And be like, Kiki, can you please use a coaster next time?
It depends what Kiki look like. It depends. Well, you might be like, you know what, Kiki, let me get you a coaster.
Well, if Kiki looks scary, we're not going to be roommates.
She needs somebody she can talk shit to and feel comfortable doing so.
Kiki needs to be like 4'10". And really nice and quiet.
You need Kim. Becky.
Maybe.
Susan?
So not a Kiki?
Nah.
Okay.
And some things that may help you to discover like what you're really into, who you are, to like getting out, socializing. If you're an introvert, you can't help it, but maybe you like to do online communities. There's a word for it. It's not virtual reality. It's that kind of thing where it's like an online family, though. Like there's a big network of it. So maybe you like to do that. Maybe you go to a club and you're like, all I've ever listened to my whole life has been country music, but this fast beat trap music, I like it. I don't know. You know, You just take that time to explore. And traveling helps that too.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could definitely go to like clubs, go to see some art exhibits, some different, travel a little bit to figure out who you are as a person and what you're really into, what your desires really are. Be honest with yourself before you can be honest with others, obviously. But you realize like once you start living true to yourself and being who you really are, you're so much happier.
Yeah.
Like even if so many people abandon you and say, okay, I don't agree with your lifestyle,
yeah,
but you're being true to yourself, you feel so much lighter. Like you're like, it's morning and you feel like so good because you know, you are who you are and you love yourself and you figure that out. But that would be my number four for what I wish I would have done and I would have held stronger to, and stopped trying to be who people wanted me to be, or, you know, pretending to be who I felt like people would be more accepting of. Now I'm like, girl, I'm Shanae all the time, except at work. I'm still Shanae, I'm just toned down Shanae. Down just a few notches, just a few.
Number three, I would definitely say is to learn another language. I definitely wish that I learned Spanish and like I took it serious in high school. I would have really liked to learn Spanish. I feel like that really helps you. And like a lot of jobs, they want you to
some places
they want you to be bilingual.
It's required.
Yeah.
Or strongly preferred.
Yeah.
That's
what they put, so I feel like learning Spanish would definitely be like a good language to learn.
Yeah.
It'll definitely get your resume up there when you're applying to some jobs.
100%. Number two, I would say that if I knew in my 20s, it would be very helpful if I knew like happiness was a choice and mistakes are okay. So like, don't get stuck in a rut. Like we all mess up, right?
Yeah.
I messed up once or twice, but when you like beat yourself up about it or you get down and you get depressed and you just sit in the house, it's like such a bad situation.
Yeah.
You definitely want to get up, get moving and get past it. Okay, you lost your job, get another one. Okay, you broke up with your boyfriend, get another one. Okay, you not friends with this girl anymore, make a new friend. Okay, your car got hit by a drunk driver, get another one.
Ouch.
Because that's what happened to me. Not in my early 20s, like recently, but you get where I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay, this program wasn't for you, declare a new major. Or school's not for you, don't go to school, get a job, get a trade.
This relationship's not for you. This dog is not for you.
Like, it's okay to move forward, though. Just don't get stuck there. It's okay that that didn't work out. Okay, you dated this guy since all of high school, and now you're 24. You've given him the best 8 years of your whole life, but you're only 24. Like, you're going to live to 100. You have, like, 80 more years to give somebody. Chill out. Find somebody else. It's okay.
I definitely agree.
That's it, Jasmine?
No, valid points all across the board.
Can't can't stand you. And number one, what we wish we'd have known in our 20s.
Self-care, self-love.
Definitely. So important. You definitely want to start taking care of yourself as soon as possible. You only get one life that we know of for sure. Mm-hmm. One body. Take care of it. Don't do illegal drugs. If you can't help it, don't do legal drugs. You can drink. Nothing wrong with that.
Not in a parking lot of a liquor store. Because you can go to jail.
You cannot be publicly intoxicated.
That's true.
That's also, you can go to jail for that too.
I drove so fast home.
You definitely want to drink water. You definitely want to take care of your skin.
Take vitamins.
You definitely want to eat decent. Mm-hmm. At 2021, you're not going to eat perfect. Nobody's going to be in there chopping celery and fresh green beans and pepper.
But there's choices wherever
but
you go.
Yeah. And once you start like to wrinkle and stuff, like if you're fairer skin or white, use sun protection, because there are people mm-hmm. who are several years younger than me that look several years older than me because they sit out in the sun all summer and they think they're tanning, but they're burning and their skin looks really bad because it like really, really like it's like leathery. Mm. Like their skin does not look good at all. And I'm like, sometimes
so how
it's,
do
like,
they look?
Bad.
Like 40?
Like older, like they've told me, like when I tell people, oh yeah, I'm 30 years old, they're like, you're 30? I thought I was older than you. And they're like 25. And I'm like, I thought so too. I thought you was like 38, 39, and that's bad when you're 25. Yeah. You shouldn't look that old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I don't look like 10 years younger than myself. I know I do look younger than 30, but I shouldn't look younger than a 24-year-old. Mm-hmm. Definitely take care of, like I said, your body. Take care of your home, your furniture. It could last a long time if you take care of it. Take care of your animals. Treat them like family or don't get them.
Okay, stop doing that. I keep my animals.
Keep them for a lifetime.
Yeah, they're family.
Uh-huh. You keep them forever.
Yeah.
What else would you say? I would say pump your brakes on the tattoos. In your early 20s, that's a bonus one. Because we got two of the worst tattoos ever. And it was very impulsive.
At the time, it was like, yeah, do it!
I'm going to definitely either get it removed or covered up or something. Because it's the worst tattoo job I had.
Uh-uh. And that was supposed to be like one of the best places.
That's what everybody was telling us, but they was obviously full of it.
No.
Full of it. And we both got piercings. Both them piercings came out too. Mm-hmm. Thank God we didn't get like some kind of hepatitis.
Thank goodness my ear didn't fall off.
Take care of your teeth. You don't want to be losing teeth when you're 30.
Mm. Just overall take care of yourself.
Be nice to yourself.
Yeah. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't compare yourself to other people.
That's human nature. We're going to compare ourselves.
It is. But don't be like, well, I'm 20 and she's 19 and she has this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, live your truth, sis.
So those are 10 things that we wish we would have known in our
early 20s.
Throughout our 20s, really. Mm-hmm. And if you are in your early 20s, definitely take these tips, take this advice. If you're a teenager, listen up, you're getting there. And if you're in your 30s or higher and you feel like there's some things that would have definitely benefited you and we left out, let us know in the comment section.
Make sure you guys like, comment, share, subscribe, and tell your friends to come follow us. And
follow us on all our social media outlets. All links are down below in the description box. And until next week, bye.